319-366-1600 if you would like to weigh in here today on the program. Good show coming up for you. And again, we'll play Race to Win coming up before 4 o'clock today. Let's get right into it. I know this caught you by surprise a little bit, but that was, and they come out with this list every year, and that is CBSSports.com. They rate the Power Five college football coaches entering each season. This Tom Fornelli of CBSSports.com is the gentleman that puts this together. They had numbers 26 through 65 yesterday, and today they came out with the top group, I guess, if you will, and that would be 25 through numero uno. You could probably, without, you can probably put a lot of money on who you think is number one, and probably you are going to be right.
Number one, yes, Nick Saban from Alabama. Number two, Urban Meyer, Ohio State. Dabo Sweeney, Clemson, number three. How about this? Jimbo Fisher, Texas A&M, number four.
Based on his Florida State.
Chris Peterson from Washington, number five.
I think it's a little high.
You have 6 through 10 there, Scott?
I will. I'm. Hold on just one.
Gary Patterson, moment. TCU at 6. David Shaw, Stanford at 7. Number 8, Kirby Smart from Georgia. We're getting to Kirk Ferentz and Matt Campbell, trust me. Chip Kelly, UCLA, number 9. And rounding out the top 10, James Franklin, Penn State.
I put James Franklin up a lot more based on what he's done at Penn State and based on what he's done at Vanderbilt in the past. Chip Kelly hasn't coached a college football game in, what, 5-6 years?
Yeah.
Some very interesting rankings here. And there's no right answer. There's no wrong answer. Like, Bill Snyder is number 12. Insert your own joke here, Iowa State fans. Uh-huh. If he needs his own group to be around him. Some of the other ones in here, you've got Mike Gundy of Oklahoma State, number 11. Lincoln Riley at number 15.
After one year.
Mark D'Antonio of Michigan State is 16th. Jim Harbaugh is number 18, dropping 13 spots from last year. Paul Christ is up 10 to number 19. That kind of took you by surprise a little bit.
As did number 20, Pat Fitzgerald, Northwestern. Now, he's built a solid, very solid program there. Good year in and year out. Scott Frost, Nebraska, number 21.
I'm sorry. That's the one I got a problem with. At number 21 already is Scott Frost. He's never coached a Power 5 football game before.
They have a national championship, Scott.
Well, yeah, when he was at Central Florida, he won a national championship. Now that he's Nebraska... not so much. I'm not sure UCF did win that national championship last year. He's saying all the right things at this point. What do you think out there? 319-366-1600. Scott Frost at number 21, never coached a game, hasn't done anything except run a spring program for the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
Mm-hmm.
Number 22 is David Cutcliffe of Duke. Good coach, really good coach. Has gotten a lot out of that program. Number 23, Kirk Ferentz. Is that where Kirk belongs in the Power 5 coaching rankings? 1 through 65, so that's the upper half. Kirk at number 23. Here's the comment. By the way, he's down 3 spots from last year. You can make the argument that Ferentz's teams have a similar ceiling as Leach's. They're talking about Mike Leach, who's right behind at number 24. But the biggest difference is that Ferentz has won 2 Big Ten titles and played in 3 BCS/New Year's Six games. Leach's next conference title or New Year's Six Bowl will be his first.
I think it depends on what you base it on. A lot of these coaches have built their resume on longevity and consistency. Scott Frost also being ranked based on the come. Is
correct.
He not?
Well, but I guess.
I mean, Scott Frost, based on what he's done in college football, would not be 21.
No.
Period.
I would agree. You're wondering about Matt Campbell and the Iowa State Cyclones. Matt checks in at number 30 for Iowa State. And he was one of the coaches that made a supreme jump in the offseason. Last year, Matt Campbell was rated 61st out of 65. So a 31-spot jump, which I believe is the most. Says, you might think such a drastic move is the biggest of any coach this season, but it's not. More on that in the top 25 later on. That's probably Scott Frost, but we'll see. He's one of them anyway. Anyway, Campbell's climb is warranted, though, thanks to a 5-win improvement that saw the Cyclones beat both Oklahoma and TCU last season.
Fornelli's criteria, or his approach anyway, in ranking these coaches, he said he took into account all that a coach has accomplished, and then he considered which coach he'd want to hire the most were he an athletic director with deep pockets and a vacancy to fill.
Yeah, well, there's your basis for Scott Frost at this point. That's your basis for him.
The latter.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. What do you think out there? Matt Campbell, number 30. Kirk Ferentz, number 23. You like it? Too high? Too low? We'll get your thoughts on it right now at 313 here at 319-366-1600 on the Hurtina Stocker Jewelers text line. Or you can just bypass that and give us a call at 319-366-1600.
2746, tuning in late, wanted to know where Jim Harbaugh was
18th.
18, okay.
Which is down 13 spots. He was number 5 last year, solidly in the top 10, not so much this year.
5392, Scott Frost is going to have to coach a couple years before I put him in the top 30. As for Coach Ferentz, I believe he's definitely a top 20 coach.
He's very close. Very close in there. We kind of mentioned the guys ahead of him. Mark Richt is up there at number 17 at Miami. And again, Mark Richt does not get the due, I think, that he has deserved at Georgia.
I would agree.
Or at Miami. Give him about 1-2 more classes, and Miami is going to be the U of old. David Shaw, I think he's right up there. I think Gary Patterson is right up there. I think Chris Peterson's a little bit higher than he probably should be. I think Jimbo Fisher's probably a little bit higher than he should be as well. We'll see. Saban's number one. I don't think there's any doubt about that. I would almost, though, put Dabo Sweeney ahead of Urban Meyer based on what he has done the last 2 or 3 seasons with Clemson, winning a national championship, getting to national championship games ahead of Urban Meyer. Nothing against Urban Meyer. Nothing against him at all. But Dabo Sweeney's gotten farther in the postseason most years than Urban Meyer has. 319-366-1600. Your thoughts.
Bill Snyder, I think at 12, maybe a tad high. But what he's done to turn that program around and maintain consistency, I think has been remarkable.
As long as he not brings
once,
his officials.
Twice.
Oh, I said it. Iowa State fans still bitter. Still bitter. Not saying that I'm a Cyclone fan or anything like that, but they are still bitter about that regular season finale last year.
I don't think there's any shame in being 23 like Ferentz is or 30 as Matt Campbell is.
What happens if
you want a top 30 coach in your program? Heck yes.
What happens if Matt Campbell improves incrementally again for Iowa State this year? Let's say he finishes top 2 in the Big 12. Let's say Iowa State goes to a New Year's Day bowl game. Where does Matt Campbell appear next year? He's got to be top 15, doesn't he? If he's still in Ames next
year. Going to make a jump.
What do you think, Cyclone fans? 319-366-1600.
2657. I can't believe Paul Chryst is rated so low. I would like to see him rated in the top 15, I guess.
Well, he's not far away. What is he, 18? 19, behind Jim Harbaugh. Would you put Chryst higher than Harbaugh? How about Pat Fitzgerald? He was 16 last year. He dropped to number 20 this year, despite Northwestern going 10-3.
What's Harbaugh done?
Last year. At Michigan, he's 28-11 at Michigan.
He's 0-3 against Ohio State.
0-3 against Ohio State. And believe you me, there are people in Ann Arbor, if he goes 0-4, are going to remind him They're already reminding him, but it's going to, the heat's going to get turned up even more because look what happened. Earl Bruce. What did Earl Bruce do wrong at Ohio State?
Didn't win enough in a lot of people's mind.
Didn't beat who?
Michigan.
Didn't beat Michigan.
11:43. You guys know that Urban Meyer is at the top of the list because football doesn't exist outside of Ohio State. Come on now.
A little snarky there.
No, that was the texter, not me.
I know that. A little snarky.
56-63, us Cyclone fans would take a top 30 coach anytime.
Moved up 30 spots, some 30 spots from last year. See, I think Pat Fitzgerald's a little underrated. Based on what he has to work with, the facilities that he has. I know Northwestern's getting a nice new facility finally for practice, but they play in an antiquated stadium. And it's hard to bring top flight five-star guys in unless they're academically wizards.
Done a nice job.
I think he's done a terrific job. I think he's done a great job. Same thing with David Cutcliffe down at Duke. Done a very good job down at that school in the ACC. 319-366-1600 at 319. Chris List is going to join us, talk a little bit about the world of golf because we got players coming up tomorrow as well. Zach's going to tee off early tomorrow, so if you're going to follow him, you better set the alarm early.
6:54 Iowa time, Zach Johnson tees off at Pontevedra Beach in the Players' Championship. He'll play with Brian Gay and William McGirt.
That's Bill McGirt. No, I'm kidding.
Or Will. You know.
Either one. Either one out there. Yeah, we'll see. Great field. Probably the best field. Is he? Do you think this is the best field? Top to bottom? 1 to 156. That tees it up in a tournament?
I probably would say yes because of the qualification process. You know, the PGA is not anywhere near. U.S. Open, I don't think, is anywhere near.
No, U.S. Open is probably fourth among the four majors because you have – it's open to anybody out there.
9,000 players trying to qualify.
Absolutely. Now, of those people, how many are going to qualify? Mm-hmm. But the Open Championship is probably closest because it's worldwide.
Yeah.
But – you have, well, I'm not going to say half, but let's say 30 or 40 golfers in the Open Championship you and I have never heard of. And, you know, that's rough. Mm-hmm. That's hard. We've heard most everybody in the world of golf. PGA has 15 spots for
club pros.
Professionals out there who are good golfers. Don't get me wrong. Very good golfers. But you have that in there. And then the Masters has, you know, a limited field, 80-85. By the way, 321 here, while we're on the subject of golf, super secret breaking of ground at Augusta National read this week. Drones can see everything, Mark. Drones are buzzing over Augusta National.
What did they find?
They have found that trees are being taken out behind the fourth. They bought the land to extend the fifth holes. And the fifth hole next year probably be about a 485-yard par four.
Mm.
Right back there in the back part. So they moved a road a couple years ago and not only they've taken some things out, moving some things around, but they also have brought in 600 trees. The Augusta Chronicle, I read this last night, Mark. Some 600 trees, 800 different species and variety of bushes and fauna and whatnot to plant around it to make it look like it's been there for 300 years. So by the time the Masters for 2019 rolls around, you will never know anything happened back there.
Spending some dough, aren't they?
They will spend some dough. Nothing is done yet on the property that they bought at Amen Corner. Nothing has been done as far as that is concerned as of yet. So there's my golf update today. If I had a drone and I would live there, I would buzz it above there. 319-366-1600. We were talking a little college football here on the Wednesday edition of the show. Why not here on May the 9th talk a little college football? Get you kind of get some motor running a little bit. Although I don't want to see summer go that quickly. 3:22. We'll take a break, come back. As we go to break, let's do this. Let's give you an opportunity right away here today to pick up our City of Cedar Rapids Golf Department giveaway. And we've got a good one here today for you from the City of Cedar Rapids Golf Department. It includes a free 18 holes of golf courtesy of the Cedar Rapids Golf Department at one of the city courses, Gardner, Twin Pines, Ellis, or Jones. Also, that includes a golf swag bag. That includes a towel, golf balls, and a ball cleaning pouch. So some great, great stuff in there for one of our listeners out there. We're going to give it to caller number 6 right now, 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. You are going to pick up that golf prize package. We'll come back, talk a little bit more college football. Chrysalis around the corner as well. So stay with us. More to come after this on KGYM.
An English poet named Robert Browning said, "Motherhood, all love begins and ends here." Tom and Jay Hoyt at Siebke Hoyt Jewelers say, "We're the jewelry store that celebrates a mother's love." And man, are they celebrating with incredible fashion and fine jewelry for mom. Plus, with your purchase of just $149 or more, you'll get a gorgeous spring bouquet of flowers. How about that? Incredible jewelry, incredible prices, and a bouquet of flowers. Pick from our hot new trends with fashions from Lafon, Slate & Tell, Gabriel & Company, Henry Dossie, and more, many more. Or consider upgrading her diamond studs for a full credit on her old ones. Mother's Day is this Sunday, May 13th, so stop in this week and celebrate her love, Siebke Hoyt style. We're Siebke Hoyt Jewelers, where Cedar Rapids gets engaged and celebrates a mother's love.
Can buying a used car feel like new? At Toyota of Iowa City, all used cars come with pre-owned continued care. That's 2 years of oil changes, tire rotations, multi-point inspections, and car washes with every service appointment, plus 10% off maintenance items. That's a new car experience for a pre-owned purchase. Shop today at toyotaiowacity.com or stop in to see us. Pre-owned continued care only at Toyota of Iowa City. It's what we do.
See dealer for details.
Pat Oldham with Modern Piping, local union 125, plumbers and pipe fitters. We're installing all the plumbing, mechanical, HVAC systems, along with modern sheet metal. It's a 10-story new building next door to a 10-story remodel for United Fire. On this project, we're utilizing a lot of the latest technology with total station layout, prefabrication of the plumbing and mechanical systems to help speed up the delivery of the project for the owner.
For everything she does, pamper her with a gift card from Elevate Salon and Spa this Mother's Day. What would make her feel especially special? A fresh spring pedi, a full body massage, or maybe a spa facial? Can't decide? Allow the friendly staff at Elevate to help you customize the perfect Mother's Day present. Our gift cards come beautifully wrapped and are available at Elevate Salon and Spa, Edgewood Station Southwest, and Northtown Market on Blairs Ferry Road. Or feel free to purchase online at ElevateSalons.com.
Congratulations to Jared in Iowa City. He is our winner. He's going to come up to Cedar Rapids, play some golf. We're going to get the correct Lunchbox Heroes coming up for you here in a moment. Sorry about that. Appreciate your patience with that, but we will get that for you here at 3:27. We were talking some college football with you as CBS Sports came out with their Power 5 coaches list. As far as top coaches are concerned, they rate them from 1 to 65. We're talking about Kirk Ferentz, number 23, Matt Campbell, number 30, in there as well. Some more thoughts coming in on the text line.
0332 wants to know the time period for the coach rating. Is it 1 year, 5 years, or 10 years? Because you can't put Matt Campbell in as the 30th best head coach over 5 years or 10 years. And if it's based on record or ranking, the Iowa coach can barely be in the top 30 over 5 years. There is no stipulation as to how many years they're looking at. Otherwise, Scott Frost wouldn't be as high as he is.
It's a year-to-year based poll is what I'm taking it as. It has to be.
1723, Coach Ferentz is like an old pair of slippers. Comfortable, and you hate to throw them away, even though it's time to go. I don't know if I agree with that, but interesting analogy. Andy at 2133, when Kirk finally retires, I wouldn't have any problem with Pat Fitzgerald as the Hawkeye coach.
That is not going to happen. It's not, is it? There at Lunchbox 2-Year-Olds without the help of our great sponsors, of course, built by pros, Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust, Chick-fil-A, Lindale, Acme Tools, MediaCom, Poncheros Mexican Grill, Red Wing Shoes, United Rental, Dr. Pepper, Domino's Pizza, Mentality, Star Equipment, and Airgas. Had a great time out there today for Lunchbox Heroes. 3:32, we're going to talk to Chris Liss of RotoWire.com here in just a couple moments. But right now, we promised this yesterday, we were going to give this away to one of our great listeners here today. Please only call in if you can use the tickets. Please, that's all we ask. We have tickets to the Grand Prix of Indianapolis coming up at IMS on Saturday. And if you have it in your plans, make sure you clear it with wife or significant other first. It is Mother's Day weekend. Keep that in mind. Or you can just go in and out real quick to Indianapolis and come right back. Going to give you an opportunity to pick up those tickets right now. They are actual seats, I think an H stand on the road course there, which does go through part of the actual oval of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. You asked that earlier. Going to give it to, let's just go with caller number four right now at 319-366-1600. 319-366-1600. Again, please only call if you can use the tickets. We don't want to see these on eBay. We don't want to see them on any other site or anything like that. 319-366-1600. Tickets to this Saturday's Grand Prix of Indianapolis. And we'll let you know who our winner is, and we'll talk to Chris Liss coming up.
Nestled among eastern Iowa's rolling hills, Amana Colonies Golf Club winds its way serenely along 18 holes, and from each one, the view is striking. These spectacular surroundings have led to Amana Colonies Golf Club's consistently high rankings from Golf Digest and Golf Magazine, and the title of top public golf course in Iowa numerous times. And the Lakeside Barn is the perfect setting for weddings and events. Amana Colonies Golf Club in the heart of historic Amana, Iowa, is a pure golf experience. Take advantage of dynamic pricing at amanagolf.com.
This is the sound of money. So is this. And this. It may not sound like money to you, but it will. Because you'll get paid while you learn to do it all. That's how the apprenticeship program at Carpenters Union, Local 308, Local 1260, and Local 678 works. You earn while you learn. So, no student debt. Check out CarpentersUnionApprenticeship.com. This is how you build a career.
Let's be real. If your big Mother's Day surprise consists of one well-crafted text message, you need to go back to the drawing board ASAP. Mom deserves more than just emojis. Do it right this year and celebrate mom with this special limited-time offer from 1-800-Flowers.com. Right now, you can take care of all the mothers on your list. 1-800-Flowers will give you 24 multicolored roses plus a free vase for only $29.99. Now that's an offer that mom would approve of. With a bright and beautiful mix of premium roses in a rainbow of colors, these blooms are guaranteed to make her smile. Multicolored roses are the perfect way to surprise all the moms in your life. Wife, aunt, sister, grandma, don't put this off. Order today at 1-800-Flowers.com. It's what mom would want you to do. To order 24 multicolored roses plus a free vase for only $29.99, go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click the radio icon, and enter code WILL. Again, click the radio icon and enter code WILL. That's 1-800-Flowers.com, code WILL. Hurry, offer expires Thursday.
Matt in Fairfax. He's going to go see the Grand Prix of Indianapolis. Have fun, Matt. the greatest race course in the world and the greatest month of racing in the world. And we hope you have a good time out there at Indianapolis. So thank you very much for calling in here today. 336, Chris Liss of RotoWire.com is going to join us here in just a matter of moments. We'll talk about the Players' Championship a little bit with you before 4 o'clock, and we'll also have your opportunity to play Race to Win. That'll be coming up here before 4 o'clock today as well. 319-366-1600. If you have a question for Chris Liss, a fantasy baseball question, if you have early fantasy football questions dealing with some of the rookies that were drafted just less than a couple of weeks ago, Chris will field those, I'm sure, as well. We'll see if he's a happy New York Giants fan after picking up Saquon Barkley. I would think he would be a happy New York Giants fan.
You would think so. You would think so. Had he been a New York Mets fan, he wouldn't have been very happy today. The Mets handed in a wrong lineup, batted out of order, and lost to the Cincinnati Reds in 10 innings, 2-1 today.
But that didn't matter because it was in the first inning that they batted out of order and whatnot.
Several games in progress and a few final. Detroit leading Texas 4-3 in the seventh inning. The White Sox ahead of the Pirates 5-2 in the eighth.
Yeah, there's still two innings for the bullpen to implode.
Cubs pummeling Miami right now 12-1. The Angels ahead of Colorado 4-0. That in the fourth inning. Houston, Oakland scoreless in the fourth. I gave you that Cincinnati, New York final. Milwaukee has lost to Cleveland. Cleveland back to 500 with a 6-2 victory. Everything else under the lights.
Chris Liss from RotoWire.com set to join us right now. If you have a question for Chris, send it via the text line at 319-366-1600. You can also reach us via the phone line at 319-366-1600. Major League Baseball, and maybe Chris might even field a question about your favorite team's rookie or whatever. And, we'll start with that. Chris, good afternoon or good evening or whatever the heck it is, wherever you're at right now.
9:40 p.m.
Good. Well, good evening.
Yeah.
Are you a happy New York Giants fan? Was Saquon Barkley the guy you wanted?
Yes, I'm happy with it. And a lot of the analytics guys didn't like it. They were like, well, you got to take a quarterback. A running back's not that valuable. But the truth is, none of those quarterbacks were Andrew Luck. None of those quarterbacks were Peyton Manning. These were a bunch of guys that, you know, they had their pluses and minuses. And Dave Gettleman, who is kind of a character, their GM, he didn't really feel strongly about any of them. And then they had this guy who seems to be a generational running back. As I told you guys many times, I'm not a college football guy.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I read what I read. You know, a 235-pound guy with 4.4 speed and catch the ball, can return kicks. So I'm on board with it. You know, I think so much in quarterbacking, you see Nick Foles light up the Vikings defense and then the Patriots in the Super Bowl. It's system. And I think Pat Shurmur from the Vikings, who got a great year out of Case Keenum, might be able to squeeze a decent year out of Eli Manning's carcass. And having this really dynamic back and a new offensive line that they drafted Will Hernandez in round two and sign some guys. I think it may be an interesting offense, and I'm definitely going to own some shares this year.
I think it's a great get for the Giants. I wonder, Chris, if you, excuse me, and or your associates evaluated the quarterbacks that were taken.
So, you know, again, I'm not a big college guy, so I don't really know. The guys that I've talked to say that they really like Baker Mayfield. Of course, he's gone by the time the Giants picked. And then Sam Darnold and, you know, Josh Rosen and Josh Allen, those two, maybe they were reaches. You know, people, teams are desperate to get a quarterback, and, you know, the best quarterback in that class, they don't care. The guy that our prospect guy likes, Mario Puig, he loved Lamar Jackson. And I was hoping, he was two picks away from the Giants in round two. I'm not sure that Dave Gettleman would have taken him. But, you know, talk about maybe one of the best running quarterbacks ever. And then pair him with Evan Ingram, Saquon Barkley, Odell Beckham, and Sterling Shepard. That would have been exciting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you have a question, go ahead and give us a tweet. Give us a call. Send anything. 319-366-1600 on the text line out there. Getting to baseball here. Who is Matt Kemp, and why is he hitting 353 in 2018?
Well, you know, he used to be a huge star. And
I know
he,
that.
You know, gained some weight and, you know, got old and it seems like he's found a little bit of fountain of youth. It's funny, the Dodgers are such a disastrous story. I mean, you know, Corey Seager out for the year, Clayton Kershaw on the DL. Yasir Puig on the DL. And this is a team that's in really bad shape, but Kemp is the silver lining, and I don't know what his future is with them. But, yeah, so far so good. I have one share of him, and I'm glad I got him.
James Paxton with a no-hitter last night for Seattle against Toronto. Now, he was a high draft pick not once but twice and had a nice year last year. Now, was he on your radar?
He's on my radar. It was the type of guy that I skip usually because he's sort of middle rounds, which can get a good, you know, hitter in those rounds, and they're pretty risky, those pitchers. He's been hurt a lot. But did you remember when the Eagle landed on Paxton earlier this season?
Yep.
Yeah.
Sucking out of the way? I mean, come on, that's got to be a fortuitous thing. The Eagle randomly lands on you. This isn't a seagull pooping on you. That itself is good luck. But this is not some filthy, this is a majestic bird lands on you, of all people. I should have known. As soon as that happened, I should have traded for him.
But he's Canadian, too. So,
oh, is he? I didn't realize he's Canadian. Oh,
yes.
Okay. It's like just in your neck of the woods, just a little bit north of where you guys are.
Absolutely. Well, yes, quite a bit, but still.
Through Minnesota. You got to get through Minnesota, I guess.
That's right. And they love us up there, everyone from the state of Iowa, certainly. If you have a question for Chris, go ahead and give us a call. Send one via the text line at 319-366-1600. I mentioned the no-hitter last night. Some great pitching performances going on early as far as the American League is concerned. Most of them involving Houston Astros, and it's amazing that Houston has lost in the number of games that they have had based on what their starting pitchers have done. I don't think they can keep doing this throughout the season, but they're going to be pretty darn good collectively anyway, but maybe not quite this good. What do you think?
Yeah, it's making me sick because I just don't have Garrett Cole. I actually had to keep Luke Garcia back because he's expensive. I don't have Verlander. I don't have Charlie Morton. I mean, this is just, it's disgusting. Nothing makes me more upset than to see players going crazy of whom I have no shares. It is the worst feeling in the world. I'm assuming it's going to regress. One thing that they're really into is spin rate. The Astros are not just looking at velocity, they're looking at the spin rate of the ball, how many revolutions it has per second. And they've acquired guys that they like the spin rate on. Now, Garrett Cole's spin rate has jumped. Trevor Bauer, the Indians pitcher, accused them of, you know, scuffing the ball or using pine tar to get a better grip and increase the spin rate. Nobody knows if that's actually true. But there's something very odd that the Astros are suddenly striking out other, you know, hitters at a rate that nobody else in the league can even touch.
I don't know how much you've got to see of Fernando Romero in his first two starts, excuse me, if at all, but he's been brilliant. 11 plus innings, no runs. Is he worth acquiring, or do you expect him to, revert in a different direction?
I do expect him to regress, but I do also regret not acquiring him. I was on the XM show with my co-host Jeff Erickson, and we were talking about him. And while we were on the show, he picked him up. Like, he tried to do something very sneaky while we're talking. And I said, "Go ahead, go for it." You know, he walks too many guys. He's a rookie. He wasn't really on anyone's radar before the season, so go ahead. And he did, and then he got a 9-strikeout shutout through 6 innings. So, the stuff is unquestionably good. I think that, you know, that's a great thing in his favor. But, you know, pitchers go out there, and often they don't have their best stuff. And so what happens then? Can they give up 3 runs in 6 innings and eke out a win, or do they fall apart and get shelled? And I think that's the question with these young pitchers, and I think there'll be some blow-ups. So far, so good. If you have him, roll with him. But, it's obviously he's a rookie pitcher. And actually, Target Field's kind of a hitter's park. So there's definitely a big risk there.
319-366-1600. Got us some questions here. 8650. Which Dylan Bundy is the real one? First 3 starts or the last 3 starts?
Dylan Bundy or Ted Bundy? Which one was the real guy? I think obviously it's something in between. But I'm a little nervous that his velocity was down and that, you know, I mean, you don't drop him yet because the talent is there and you saw it either early, but, you know, maybe you sit him for a start or two. You just want to see the command back. You want to see the velocity back. So put him on your bench for now. And if he gets shelled again, then you can drop him.
Derek on the text line, besides Senzel in the National League, any batter on the brink of coming up?
In the NL, there's nobody I can think of off the top of my head that's coming up. If you want to do a cheap pickup, Devin Mesoraco, who was a good hitter and was one time a prospect before injuries kind of robbed him of that, just got traded to the Mets with Matt Harvey. So they'll probably play every day. And if you need a boost in power from the catcher spot. That's a guy I could pick. I would recommend, but I can't think of anybody. Maybe Luis Urias in San Diego in the NL. He's playing really well in AAA. He could get called up and play second base. So maybe that's one to look at.
I think one question we pondered yesterday is appropriate for you, Chris. When did Moustakas become good?
Well, it was last year, right? And last year he had 38 home runs. And I drafted him in the league when he was a free agent. And I thought, well, maybe he signs with the Yankees. You know, at the time, you know, Miguel Andujar and Gleyber Torres, we weren't really sure. And, of course, unfortunately, he signed with the Royals. I thought, this is one of the worst home run parks in baseball. But he hit 38 last year there, and he's perfectly on pace now with 10. So he can hit. He doesn't walk a lot, and a lot of the sabermetric guys will say, well, he doesn't walk. That's not good. Well, when you don't walk, you get a lot more RBIs and home runs, right, because you're not giving away those at-bats for a free pass. You're actually putting the ball in play a lot. He doesn't strike out a lot either or putting over the fence. So Moustakas is a very valuable third baseman. Mm-hmm.
Say that you don't have an AL only or an NL only. Manny Machado is going to go sooner than later as far as the Baltimore Orioles are concerned. And if you are an owner of Manny Machado, I mean, what are you thinking at this moment anyway?
You mean the risk that you lose him to, like, the National League and he doesn't get stat traded? If you're in a league that's that draconian where he gets traded to the NL and he's gone, you know, your fellow league mates are going to realize that's a risk too. But if they don't, obviously you want to unload him. He's still, like, an elite hitter. I think he's a top 20 overall hitter. And you know, it really depends where. I mean, Camden Yards has been good. If he gets traded to, you know, Anaheim or, you know, Seattle or something, he's not going to get traded to Seattle because they have Kyle Seager. Then, you know, obviously it's not as good as the park, but, you know, the Yankees used to be a candidate. I don't think with Miguel Andujar and Brandon Drury coming back that he's really that's a destination for him. But if he gets traded to a really good area, a really good park, then the sky's the limit for him. But obviously if you lose him, if you go to the NL, that's a high risk.
Have you ever seen a bullpen worse than the Chicago White Sox? Who have just given away four again in the ninth inning.
Well, how about the Tigers? How about the Reds? There's some pretty bad bullpens out there. But, yes, it is pretty terrible. Just, how was it Nate Jones? Let me see who gave
he up. Just gave up he just gave up four runs on 10 pitches in the ninth inning to Pittsburgh.
Ouch. Ouch. That's a Nate Jones that I have a share in.
Yeah.
Ouch. I'm looking at it now.
Yeah.
Is Matt Harvey done?
I think he is. You know, I hope not. I mean, he's a new location is good for him, but he's throwing like 92, 93, and at his peak he was 95, 96, 97. And velocity is sort of the, you know, it's kind of like saying if you're trying to run a race and you just weren't fast anymore, I mean, what are you going to do without the velocity? Maybe he figures it out, but I'd say there's like an 85, 90% chance he's done. Mm.
Well, somebody took a chance on him, and I guess roll the dice and
why
see.
Not?
Why not?
Yeah, why not?
349 here. Who's going to be the first quarterback, before we let you go here, Chris, who's going to be the first rookie quarterback to start a game this year in the National Football League out of this class?
It's tough. It's between Josh Allen, who I don't think is that good, but he's really got the weakest QBs ahead of him, and Baker Mayfield, who has a good QB ahead of him. I think Tyrod Taylor's good, but you don't draft the guy one overall to, you know, keep on the bench forever for Tyrod Taylor. So I think it's Mayfield or Allen. Of course, Sam Bradford would probably get hurt and Josh Rosen would play. But I think it's – and, you know, McCown, I think it's okay. May hold out four or five games before Sam Darnold takes over. So I'm going to go with – I'll go with Josh Allen.
All right. There you go. Right from Chris. And we'll get – as we get closer and closer to football, more questions to be answered right there. But a lot of baseball to be played between now and the end of August out there. Chris, talk a little bit about what you guys provide at rotowire.com.
Yeah, if you guys enjoy this segment, especially any football talk, we have all of our football projections. Every player ranked and projected how many touchdowns, how many yards he's going to have on the site. It is rotowire.com/trial. It's a free 10-day trial, and by free, I actually mean free. You don't have to pay credit card or even give us your credit card info after 10 days if you don't like the site. It just lapses. If you do want to subscribe in earnest, then you'll have a chance to do it time again. It's rotowire.com/trial.
There you go. Hey, Chris, appreciate it. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.
All right, Chris List joining us here at 351. Back with more after this.
If you're shopping pre-owned, it's never been easier than this weekend at the McGrath Used Car Campus in beautiful Hiawatha. Memorial Day pricing all month long on over 2,500 pre-owned vehicles. Now through Monday night, buy with $88 down. Payments as low as $88 a month. Buy used cars from $39.88. Full-size pickups from $11,988 at the McGrath Used Car Campus. Used cars from $39.88. Late model Chevy Cruzes from $10,988. Full-size pickups, Silverados, F-150s, Sierras sale price from $11,988. $11,988 at the McGrath Used Car Campus. I-380 and Boyson Road in beautiful Hiawatha. Credit challenges? Team up with Eastern Iowa's number one credit team. No one works harder to get you approved. Memorial Day pricing all month long. Don't miss these savings through Monday night. Used cars from $39.88. Full-size pickups from $11,988. The McGrath Used Car Campus in beautiful Hiawatha. I-380 and Boyson Road. For details, log on McGrathAuto.com.
Everyone is invited to St. Andrew's opening party on Sunday, May 20th. There's an optional Wednesday game on Sunday for a $30 entry fee with a shotgun start at 9 a.m. Then from 1 until 3, St. Andrews supplies a shrimp in an open bar, and you bring along a covered dish. A short program will also be held at 2 o'clock. Remember, the golf is optional, the public is welcome, and the party is a free bar and shrimp. Just bring a covered dish on May 20th at St. Andrews Golf Club, 1866 Blair's Ferry Road Northeast in Cedar Rapids.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our All Your Favorites with a Few Surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
Call the KGYM studio line now to play Race to Win, 366-1600.
Mother's Day is Sunday, May 13th, and Siegel's Jewelry is ready with some great ideas for her. Mother's rings and pendants are a super gift, and Siegel's has many to choose from. Diamond earrings and pendants are half off. Seiko watches, 30 to 50% off. 24-karat gold roses, only $39.95. Get the best values in diamonds, gold, and jewelry. Siegel's Jewelry, one half block south, the Town & Country Shopping Center. Remember,
there's always something special at Siegel's.
Smart FM, your We Will Rock You. We are the champions. Start me up. Taking care of business. Welcome to the jungle. Hot-blooded. Rock and roll all night. Freebird. Don't stop believing. Back in black. Sweet Caroline. Bum, bum, bum. Station. On Smart FM. 95.1 Cedar Rapids. 98.5 Iowa City.
I was talking to Mark here, and I kind of tongue-in-cheek said, I bet you the White Sox bullpen's ERA is in double figures. Ronaldo Lopez getting another no decision today with a 2.4 ERA. Starting pitching's not been bad for the White Sox. They cannot hold a lead. Time to play Race to Win. On to brighter, happier things here today. And we've got Kirk in Cedar Rapids. He is our contestant here today to play Race to Win. Kirk, how are you on this Wednesday?
Wonderful.
Great, great. We've got one prize off the board. So we've got 1 through 24, but please do not pick squares 15 and 23, okay?
Okay.
All right. Have you been playing along? Do you have your sheet at home? You ready to go?
This is going to be blind.
All right. Hey, stranger things have happened, so we are ready to go here. All right, Kirk, go ahead and select your first square of the day, please.
Number six for Dr. J.
Number six. I like that. Number six. See what that is.
A $50 gift card from Siegel's Jewelry.
All right, very good prize. $50 gift card from Siegel's Jewelry. So what square now is going to match that?
Let's just try 16.
I'm going to try number 16.
A $50 gift card from Domino's Pizza.
both 50s, but jewelry and food. So, Kirk, appreciate you checking in with us, and try again sometime, okay?
Thanks, fellas.
All right, Kirk from Cedar Rapids checking in with us here today. Opened up a couple more squares out there for people to write down, and we know they keep track out there. Heard that today.
Yeah, they do indeed. Time will not allow us to talk about maybe adding a fifth major, but the Players' Championship starting tomorrow. Perhaps we'll wedge that in tomorrow.
Should it be the fifth major? Just real quick.
If there's going to be one, I would say yes, either that or the Memorial.
It's going to be the Players, though.
Players is a very good field, as we outlined earlier.
I'd like to just keep it at four. I think you just muddy it up a little bit when you do that. Four is traditional. I like four. That's what I would keep it.
It always has been four, but it hasn't always been what it is now. At
True.
One time, it was the British Open amateur and the U.S. Open an amateur until people started writing about major championships in the 1960s. Did these four come along?
Yeah. Was that Mr. Jenkins writing some of that stuff? Dan Jenkins?
Jenkins writing some, and he referred to another writer who I'm not familiar with. He credits him with
Herbert Warren Wind?
Yes. Yes.
Hey Man Corner.
Yes.
That's twice we've got Masters references on today. All right. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Smoking Dave Koken will join us. We'll look back at the Kentucky Derby and look ahead at the NHL and NBA playoffs. Todd Bromenkamp Show with Alex Kuhn is next on KGYM.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
The moon. Yeah. That's Hugo tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-oh! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Ladies and gentlemen, the KFC Extra Crispy Kernel.
Bronze and gold, crunchy and tasty. This is a song about the crispy kernel. It's a new sandwich, and it's extra crispy like me. The